I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to a recent survey, Christians have the highest levels of unemployment in India. In urban areas, joblessness was worse for Christian men at almost 9%. Believers struggle to find jobs because their neighbors refuse to employ them, or they're not given the same opportunities to gain marketable skills. To support the Indian church and advance the gospel, Mission India hosts adult literacy classes and church planter trainings. Mission India's Eric Morsad says they even hire local ministry partners to lead the classes.
All the money that we raise, it enables and trains Christians who live in India to go do the work. And a byproduct of that is that we're assisting them, but then they're also being enabled to take the skills that they've learned to go better themselves, to go into the workforce and find different jobs.
And many Christians going through difficult times find comfort in Scripture. However, finding peace in God's Word isn't always easy in traumatic situations, and there's a reason why. Amy Fields works with SIL International and Wycliffe USA on Bible-based trauma healing. She explains,
what happens when a person is traumatized is that there's actually a block that comes about between their head and their heart. And it makes it to where they are literally not able to get anything out of Scripture at that point.
Around 20 years ago, as Central Africa was mired in civil war, some pastors noticed their people struggling to apply God's Word. From there, SIL's Bible-based trauma healing program was born. And their program helps people connect Scripture to their lives in all situations, even the most traumatic. So pray for participants to sense God's peace. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you, so you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.